Are you ready to learn about Olive Branch and so much more? Then this is the podcast for you. OB Pod. Each week, we're going to give you the weather, some news, an inspirational message, some cool facts, a crazy true story, and so much more. So let's get to the show.
Boy, it's good to be back on the mic. I know it's going to be a little bit different without Tintoni since he's taking care of his mom. But hey, you know what? I've spent the whole week trying to shake up how we're going to do the podcast, some new segments, different things, and I think you're really, really going to enjoy it. Well, as always, guys, one of my favorite things to do is talk about our sponsors who help make this show happen right here in the Olive Branch area. And the first one I've got to talk about is Brian Couch, good friend of mine from Team Couch of Birch Realty. Guys, if you're in the market to buy or sell anything when it comes to real estate, doesn't matter, commercial, residential, whatever, you need to talk to Brian and his team. They are absolutely fantastic. And here, get this, they just got voted again as the top realtor team in DeSoto County. It was just published this past week. So I want to say a huge congratulations to Team Couch. So guys, if this is something you need, you're looking for a realtor team, somebody's really going to bring it home for you, get your top dollar, or answer the tough questions for you, then go to teamcouch.com and reach out to Brian and his crew. You will not regret it. Well, guys, here's our 7-day weather report. Monday, we're going to have a little bit of rain, probably more in the afternoon, anything like that. From Tuesday through Sunday, it is going to be gorgeous. Sunny, mid-60s, even gets into the high 70s for Saturday, Sunday for that wonderful Easter break. So, of course, I want to go ahead and tell everybody we hope everyone has an awesome Easter and really enjoys the holiday. It's time for that local news, and we're also going to throw in a little bit of social media news to shake it up. And of course, this is brought to you by our good friends over at Michael Hatcher and Associates. Guys, look, they have multiple positions right now waiting for you. If you want to be a part of a winning team, they have openings in crew members, foremen, for construction and maintenance. They're also looking for lawn care specialists. I mean, spring is right around the corner, and they are willing to pay top dollar and really want to make you a part of their team. So please reach out to one of their specialists today. Here's the phone number, 901-506-3669, if you'd like to get more details about these jobs. Well, let's kick it into gear with this local stuff. And we've got Friday, March 29th. That's this Friday coming up is Good Friday. And that is the beginning of the Easter holiday. Remember, City Hall and other city administrative buildings will be closed, but the emergency services and waste connections, which is your garbage collection, will not be affected. So go ahead and put those cans out there so you don't miss your weekly pickup. Wheels and Wing Fest of 2024, of course, and you have to add in the ribs, is almost here. Please make sure you plan to join in the fun at the City Park to support the DeSoto County Dream Center during the Ribs and Wing Cook-Off on Saturday, April 6th. Guys, if you don't know what the DeSoto County Dream Center is, it is one of those things that makes a lot of money and collections for different things to help the needy of our area. It does a fantastic job. I know a lot of volunteers that work in that area and really help out with this thing, and it is something that has been super beneficial to our community. So seriously, if you want to go out, please go out and check out this Wings Fest competition. All the money goes to this, and it really, really does help out so many people. We're 2 weeks away from the solar eclipse. Guys, the city of Olive Branch is going to have the Mississippi Moon Festival, which is going to have live music and food trucks for the historic event. Do not miss this, guys. The city park is going to be thriving with folks. This is going to be on April 8th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's when this, you know, the eclipse goes on. And they're even going to have glasses available, but it is first come, first serve while they last. Don't miss out on this historic opportunity. Lastly, for our local news, the city of Olive Branch is organizing a community cleanup day. For this to work, it's going to take all of us to help make sure Olive Branch stays beautiful. Guys, the Olive City is going to offer like citizens complimentary orange litter bags, gloves, and other supplies to make sure you look the part. The cleanup kits will be available free to residents and groups who pledge to clean up a section of road or intersections or parts of neighborhoods for any time of the year, but especially on the scheduled community cleanup day, which this year is on April 13th. Their focus is going to be on the Church Road corridor. Interested groups can meet at City Hall at 9 a.m. and where they'll divide into teams and head out to clean up until around noon. Well, let's break over to our social media news. This from outside the Olive Branch area. First, let's talk about Planet Fitness is in hot water and is on the verge of being canceled. Their stock prices are plummeting after a viral video from an elderly lady went viral showing that a man was shaving in the ladies' restroom. This is not a good situation. Next, we've got Tyson Foods is being boycotted. Oh boy, are they. Looks like they're going to be dropping over 1,300 employees from a small factory in an Iowa town, and they are looking to be replaced with illegal immigrants from New York. This is not a good situation for Tyson, as numerous companies are under the Tyson umbrella, and there is a big push to boycott all of them due to so many U.S. workers losing their jobs. Bob Tasca III is now the 15-time NIRA Funny Car winner. And why is this important? Well, this February, he became the fastest man in drag racing as him and his Ford Mustang Dark Horse Funny Car broke the world speed record with a blistering 341.68 miles per hour. And this was done in Bradenton, Florida. Guys, if you like gasoline power cars, you better hold on to them. EPA has dropped new standards that are going to majorly change the automaking manufacturers and how they do things. And it's likely going to end up leading crippling the entire auto market, especially within the next 10 years. The new initiative brought to you by the EPA means that for every single gas vehicle produced, that the major manufacturers have to produce two electric-powered vehicles. If you know as well as I do, electric vehicles right now are not selling and are killing the auto market, and gas vehicles are doing very, very well. And they're the only reason these companies are staying afloat because of the inflated prices for the gas vehicles. Right now, stock in Tesla and other electric car-centric manufacturers is likely to rise if this continues this trend moving forward. The award for the worst parent in the world goes to Kristen Candelario. Guys, she went on vacation in Puerto Rico and Detroit. And why is this important? Well, she left her 16-month-old little girl in a playpen during her entire 10-day vacation. Baby Jalen was found unresponsive and was pronounced dead from starvation. Candelario pleaded guilty last month to one count of aggravated murder and one count of child endangering. She was sentenced Monday to life in prison. Good for the justice system. Well, Caden Proctor has shown why college football has turned into one of the largest dumpster fires in a long, long time. The number one offensive lineman out of high school from Iowa went to Alabama this past season when was a starter and a freshman All-American. Went to the transfer portal about 2 months ago and transferred back to Iowa. Now, why is this important? Well, when he went back to Iowa, he earned himself a new NIL deal and about a cool $100,000. After the 2 months, he decided to hop back in the portal and is now back at Alabama with $100,000 richer in his pocket with no strings attached. This has got out of hand, ladies and gentlemen. Between the zero accountability when it comes to transferring and the NIL money, it is completely ruining college football, and it is an absolute travesty to see these young kids who are moving from university to university for dollar signs instead of what the pride and the allure of getting education, the luster of the amazing school you got to be at, all that stuff. None of that means anything. It's all about paychecks. And now you wonder why Nick Saban and so many of these great coaches are walking away from the sport, because this, like I said, is one of the largest dumpster fires I have ever seen. And lastly, to round up our social media news, there is an investigation going on the southern border right now, as that something has drastically changed recently, and they're trying to figure it out. Believe it or not, there have been numerous reports of alligator sightings in the Rio Grande River. Not just a few, but massive, massive amounts. They believe that some local citizens, either from there or nearby, have captured alligators and brought them over to the river in an attempt to help stem the immigration crisis. This is still a developing story, so we'll have to get back to you when we know more. Well, guys, that wraps it up for our news. A quick reminder, if you'd like to join the podcast either in advertising or want to send us some information that you think would be pertinent to our community or something to put in the news, please reach out to us at theobpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Well, guys, it's time for our inspirational message of the week, and this one hits hard when it comes to losing friends, losing loved ones, and different things, but it also teaches you so much. So let's go to that audio now.
If you're rejected, accept it. If you're unloved, let go. If they choose someone or something over you, move on. Not everyone you love will stay. Not everyone you trust will be loyal. I don't care about losing people who don't want to be in my life anymore. I've lost people who meant the world to me, and I'm still doing just fine. Do not follow the majority. Follow the right way.
I chose this one because this is actually something I'm struggling with personally right now. One of the closest members of my entire family and I have not spoken for over 6 months, heck, almost a year now. And it's been something that's weighed heavily on me for a long time. But I must say that I have made choices to try to rekindle a relationship, try to fix things and so on. But the bottom line is that I've learned a hard reality, is that sometimes people don't want things to change, or they want them to stay the way they are. And you have to move forward and not live in the sorrow or the anger or the disappointment or whatever it may be that's gripping you at the time. And you just have to continue to move forward. You have to realize that your happiness and what's important to you can't be diminished by the constant thought of what you've lost or wish you still had. And that is one of the toughest things I've had to deal with personally. But I will tell you, it does get better with time. You know, don't get me wrong, it still hurts when I think about it. You know, do I still wish that things would go back to the way they are? Absolutely. But I do not let it control me. I do not let it ruin my daily mood. I do not let it prevent me from moving forward. And so if there's anything I could ever tell you today, guys, is that good people come and go in your life. You know, it could be friends, could be family, could be whatever. And just be thankful for the time you had with them. It's just like closing one good book and opening another. And so please, please continue to move forward. It really did help me, and I think it will help you. Guys, to one of our new segments, this is going to be true stories. These are going to be captivating stories that I feel strongly you're really, really going to enjoy. Some of them are going to carry some true crime like our first one, and other ones are going to be just crazy wild stories, but I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you enjoy it. Before I get started, you know I've got to talk about my friend, Ali Edgelolly, guys. This is my personal insurance agent and a sponsor for this show. I got to tell you, I'm in the process of researching, looking at getting another vehicle in the house. My son is about to start driving, and he is guiding me through the entire process, giving me quotes, letting me know things I should be looking for, and just really being a friend, not just somebody who's an insurance agent. If you need somebody who really wants to be there for you, who can call and just have a general conversation with, ask for an update on a quote, or restructure things over the phone without having to worry about talking to an assistant or having to come in all the time, you really want somebody who's got your back, then I challenge you to go get a free quote from Ali over there at the Ace Agency of Olive Branch. And that is Alpha Insurance, guys. He's right there behind the Taco Bell. Call him today. That is 662-893-0928. Get a free quote. You won't regret it. This week's true story, vlogger to murderer. The end is near, but not the way Peter Keller thought it was. Peter, an outdoorsman and vlogger, lived a pretty normal life with a beautiful wife and daughter in North Bend, Washington. as part of his outdoors obsession and thoughts that the world may come to an end, like a lot of doomsday preppers do, Peter decides to build an underground bunker all the way out in the woods near his home. Not just any bunker, though. It is fully stocked for long-term survival, with custom wood stove he created, a kitchen, food storage, and weapons for defense. Now, you might just think this might be some small bunker, but it is not. This bunker takes him 8 years to construct. And get this, he vlogs a large part of it all through the build, but he doesn't really upload anything to YouTube. He just kind of keeps the videos to himself. So towards the end of the construction, Peter realizes that the bunker life is actually more desirable than the real world back home with his family.
It's actually more comfortable for me to think about living out here, robbing banks, pharmacies, just taking what I want.
Shortly after this realization, Peter decides the end is about to be here.
I've tried to make it in this world, and it just isn't happening. I'm 40 now, and I am running out of time.
So Peter makes a plan to live off the grid in his bunker forever. One problem, though, the bunker was not designed for his family, and since they know where it is, they are liabilities to Peter's survival after the world ends. So Peter decides to eliminate all liabilities and cover his tracks before permanently living in his bunker. Peter goes home one night with a gun, and sadly, he unalives his wife and daughter. Then Peter sets up homemade explosives all around the house and sets the house on fire. His plan was for the fire to set off the explosives after he leaves to get a clean getaway. But like any plan, someone has to come along and ruin it. Peter's neighbor hears a small explosion and a crashing sound and notices the house on fire. So he calls 911.
South County 911, what's the location of your emergency?
Yes, my neighbor's house across the street is flames.
Okay.
The fire department gets there in time, but to put out the blaze before any explosives are triggered. They also find the body of Peter's wife and daughter. The police get involved thereafter. In searching the house, they find his computer with all his vlog videos and some hand-drawn plans of the bunker along with some pictures that give them a good idea where it might be located. After 6 days of searching the woods where they think the area is, the police notice footprints in the mud walking in a certain direction. Then they notice smoke coming from the ground out of a small windpipe, and they realize this has to be Peter's wood-burning stove. Police surround the bunker and demand Peter to come out. Well, that's not a part of Peter's plan, and a 22-hour standoff ensues. During that 22 hours, police try to gas him out through a window in the bunker and setting off a grenade near the entrance, hoping to scare him. It has no effect. The reality is that Peter only had one way he was leaving the bunker.
I do have my escape, and that's death, and I'm okay with that.
So when the police break in, Peter unalives himself. Peter Keller never explained in his videos what he meant by the end was near or how it would play out. So sadly, it'll be a mystery forever. Guys, I hope you enjoyed our true story. And remember, if you haven't done so already, hit the subscribe button. Make sure you tell your friends, your family, your coworkers about our podcast. We really appreciate your support. Let's go over to our random facts of stories you likely didn't know. Of course, this is brought to you by our good friends over there at A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning Service, guys. And spring is here. It's going to start warming up. Have you had your HVAC system checked? Has it been properly maintenance? Are you sure it's going to run? Are you sure it's going to be blowing cold air? If you really want an expert who's not going to gouge you in your pocketbook, who wants to give you honest, fair work, who really values customer service, then please talk to our friends over at A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning, guys. Go to their Facebook page, A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning. Tim and his family really run this business super, super well. A lot of strong positive referrals. This is the company you want to work with. So if you have any problems, please reach out to them. Did you know the prototype for a chainsaw we are all familiar with today in the timber industry was pioneered in the late 18th century by two Scottish doctors as a surgical tool to aid in the process of a difficult childbirth? Woo! Let's be thankful that didn't work out too well. Did you know in 2013, four female prison guards in Baltimore were all found to have been impregnated by the same inmate? This guy must have been quite a smooth talker. Woo! And our last one. There is a part of the Mount Everest known as the Rainbow Valley. It is named not because there are rainbows there, but because of the brightly colored jackets on the frozen corpses that litter the valley. Oh my gosh, that's, talking about a chill down the spine. Well, guys, I hope y'all enjoyed our facts today, and I hope they didn't creep you out too much. Well, let's move over to our last segment of the episode, and that is our movie review. And this week, we are going to be talking about the brand new Ghostbusters 4 Frozen Empire. Guys, I want to warn you up front, this is going to have spoilers. This is going to give you a lot of information, but I will start off with my overall opinion before I dive into those things. And so that might be the time you want to cut loose after that if you do not want to hear any spoilers about it. But let's get dived right into it, as we say. Guys, this is the fourth installment, as I said, for the Ghostbusters franchise, and this one is set in New York, current day and everything else. So the entire sequence, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. If I gave it a ranking out of 10, this one gets a measly 6.25, maybe a 6.5. If you were to rank it in the four of the movies, I would give it dead last. Unfortunately, the movie itself was an hour and 49 minutes, and an hour and 40 minutes of it was character development, nostalgia from the old New York movies of 1 and 2, trying to hit little dots here and there and connect the dots here and there, all to a buildup that lasts less than 10 minutes with characters that were underdeveloped for what they were meant to do, and a bad guy who has screen time that unfortunately is less than 5 minutes. And it is just unfortunate. I thought the movie had a really strong start. I think it does a lot of cool things. Like I said, I enjoy nostalgia. I enjoy that they brought all the cast back. They even have another cast member that was from the original movies come back in this one. And that would be the redheaded DA, or who's now the mayor. And so it was really, really cool to see those dots connected. However, that's all it was. The movie itself, the ghosts and everything else, it really didn't build much. It didn't create the allure of the latest one we had back in Oklahoma. The comedy was okay. It wasn't absolutely great. It wasn't absolutely terrible. But they also did a lot of foreshadowing. And sadly, you kind of predicted the end before it even happened based on all the clues they gave you, which was just kind of like slap you in the forehead, just wide open. Like I said, it was just very unfortunate. The movie felt rushed. Felt like it needed another 20 minutes or so to really, seal the deal when it came to a big climactic ending. This one did not have it. If you remember the first one and the second one, you spend 20, 25 minutes handling the big bad end of the movie. I remember the second one when, they went all the way from losing a battle, going to get the Statue of Liberty, getting people, excited, then breaking into a Jell-O mold museum, and then battling Janosch, and then battling the bad guy, and then saving it. There was just so much to it. Unfortunately, the ending of this movie is literally poof, here I am, and poof, there you go. And that's just, I just cannot believe they rushed the end as much as they did. And not only that, when it comes to the genre of bad guys of the movies that they've had so far, this one is by far the most far and outlandish of them, the most CG, just over the top, and it's just unfortunate. It really detracts from the movie that had such great promise with a lot of the cool history they tried to set up in the first hour and 40 minutes of the movie. So it's just unfortunate. It's just one of those things sometimes where you spend too much time making a movie focusing on collecting the nostalgia and making it about the, former producer, Ivan Reitman, who passed away before the movie. And of course, they made the movie in his honor, much like they did the last one for, Egon. And so it's unfortunate. I do think the series will survive this, though. I think they have set it up for another movie. you know, right after this, you know, and I think it was really good because they had the entire cast, Bill Murray, you know, and they had Winston, and Spangler, and all of them. And so that was really fun to have that and stuff. Like I said, I'm kind of bashing it a little bit with a 6.5, but overall the movie itself was entertaining. It was just kind of this line of left you flat at the end. So if you're a person who really enjoys Ghostbusters and stuff, I think you'll enjoy the movie. But if you're a true enthusiast, this or so on, you are going to kind of feel like, well, crap, that could have had so much more to it at the end. So it is what it is. But guys, that's my honest opinion of the movie. I hope y'all enjoyed that. And if you go see it, hey, let me know if I'm right or wrong, you agreed or disagreed. Don't hesitate to email us or sit me on Facebook or Twitter and let us know a message saying, hey, Obipod, you were right. Or hey, Obipod, you're an idiot or whatever. And of course, you can always do us at our email. And that is theobpodcast@gmail.com. Well, guys, we're going to call it for this show this week. I hope you enjoyed the new format and some of the new segments we put in there. I try to make it a little more fun and entertaining and try to a little more fast paced to get the information across. But we're going to keep building on it. I'll still have some extra guests coming in here and there. I'll have Dale doing our Alderman report, Brian coming and doing some real estate stuff and different things to kind of shake it up. But as always, we really appreciate you listening. So this is Zach from Obipod, and we'll see you next week.